This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hi, and welcome back to The Pulse. We're now going to talk about our international story, where Twitter admits its bias towards right-wing sources. Serena, if you want to talk about it more.
Yeah, absolutely. So Twitter has... Individuals at Twitter have been part of a research project, as well as people in universities across the world, which has examined statistically the difference between the set of tweets if you just organize a set of tweets in terms of when they were tweeted. So a set of tweets produced without any algorithm added to them to alter the order in which they appear, versus a set of tweets that have been put through the Twitter algorithm changing the order in which they appear. And when these two when these two sets of tweets have been compared to each other, there's been a statistically significant difference between the two in favor of right-wing journalists. So for example, in the UK, the Conservative Party's tweets were amplified on average 176% more, where 100% represents them being amplified through the algorithm twice as much. So they were amplified nearly three times as much as the algorithm, versus the Labour Party, which is only amplified 112%. It was also strong in Canada, where the Liberals were only amplified by 43%, versus the Conservatives were amplified by 167%. The pattern remained even when Twitter took out figures who were prominent members of the government in these parties. So in other words, it wasn't due to the fact that a more conservative party was in power in that country that their tweets would be amplified more. Even when those figures were took out, this pattern still remained. Also considered were tweets by news organizations in the US, and it was found that right-leaning news organizations in the US also had their tweets amplified more than left-leaning news organizations within the US. And this pattern held true across Japan, the US, France, the UK, Spain, Canada, and Germany. So as you can see, like, for a lot of countries, more right-leaning figures had their tweets amplified and viewed by more people than more left-leaning figures did. And there was also a bias in general in favor of politicians, who were generally amplified more than non-politicians. So, I mean, Twitter, some people who worked at Twitter also said subsequently that we don't know what the reason for this is yet. Like, is it because the algorithm is itself biased, or is it because people do react and interact more with tweets from right-wing politicians, for example, maybe leaving criticism of them, mocking them, or, you know, occasionally agreeing with them? And so without having that information, it's difficult to say what the cause of this difference is. But you can definitely see that there's a big difference between left-wing political figures and right-wing political figures, which is obviously a big cause of concern if one side of the political spectrum is able to spread their message more easily on Twitter than the other, then it harms democratic integrity and also means that, like, it's easier to create a right-wing echo space. What do you think? Do you think it's a problem? Do you think it is due to people interacting more with right-wing politicians? Or do you think that there is, like, an actual problem with the algorithm that means the right-wing opinions are more likely to be amplified?
Well, I think it is definitely a problem, because it means that more right-wing messages are being spread, and there's not an equal kind of message, or not an equal, like, kind of thing that's being spread. And so people might have more access to right to one side, but they don't have access to the other side. And as you said, it's kind of harming democracy in that sense. But again, it's hard to know the reason behind it, because I do know a lot of people who might, or I mean, not so much anymore, but who might have quoted or replied to Donald Trump, like, criticizing him or mocking him, which obviously he is very right-wing, and that would kind of, like, increase the algorithm in terms of right-wing things. But maybe that's not such a good idea, because it kind of gives those ideologies more attention, when really, if you are more left-wing or you want those ideas to be amplified, then you should be focusing on tweeting and retweeting and interacting with things that spread the messages that you want to hear, because that would help get the message out there more.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think the issue about often right-wing politicians being more controversial could account for a lot of this, in the sense that often people I think generally you just do see quite a lot of them, particularly if they do, you know, one tweet, for instance, like Donald Trump doing one of his infamous tweets, that is going to get a lot of attention, both by supporters, but also a lot of people criticising. And often it can be easier to kind of criticise rather than post something positive, like, you know, oh, my politician's done something good, I'm going to, like, you know, comment on that. Usually it's like, oh, no, I don't agree with that, and so people comment a lot on that. So I do think that is worth noting. One, obviously, concern, though, is how much, like, how the algorithms work. I mean, do you guys think that this is kind of one of the areas of things that kind of needs to be vastly improved? I know Facebook is often criticised, but do you think, just generally speaking, there needs to be more kind of, there needs to be a better look at how the algorithms work, particularly in the way that they try to sort of gain attention?
Yeah, definitely. I think that one of the problem is that lots of sections of the internet are now being run by black box algorithms, so algorithms which we don't know how they've made their decisions. They just make a decision and then we're stuck with it. So it would be good if we could have more transparency in terms of what factors algorithms are actually considering when they make a decision, to ensure that there isn't any kind of like structural bias that's going into how the algorithm is making the decision. But obviously companies don't want to release that information because they consider it proprietary, in terms of like, Twitter's algorithm belongs to Twitter. They don't want to release it because then someone else could make a new social media website called, you know, Twitter 2, that use exactly the same algorithm, and then people would have no incentive to carry on going back to Twitter. So that's why, like, individual companies don't want to release these things, but also algorithms are increasingly going into the public space. So there's fears that algorithms could be used to help, like, decide sentencing suggestions, and therefore that if we don't know how the algorithm's made its decision, then algorithms may be making that decision using like racist factors, for example, due to like historically racist sentencing, means that if those sentencing decisions are fed into an algorithm, the algorithm might make racist decisions in the future about sentencing. And if we don't know like why the algorithm is making the decisions, then we can't criticize it effectively and point out the algorithm is racist.
Yeah, I think companies like Twitter and Facebook maybe need to be more open about how their algorithms work and why they make the decisions that they do. And I think just spreading more awareness maybe gives people like more insight into it, and maybe makes them think a bit more before they retweet the next thing they see.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's sort of, from like a responsibility standpoint, I think a lot of these social media sites, you know, were originally designed to not necessarily for superfluous reasons, but like, you know, Facebook was just used to kind of connect with friends and so on. And now we're kind of seeing the consequences of it potentially having a massive impact on like democracy. I don't know what you guys think about, like, obviously Mark Zuckerberg is usually the person who's most controversial. Do you think that there needs to be, on a sort of more wider point, like a certain things that they sort of should be held accountable for, so certain you know, regulations that they have to meet to make sure that things like hate speech aren't allowed to be on the site?
Yeah, I do think that they do have a responsibility to kind of block hate speech. I mean, obviously some people are going to go off about freedom of speech and all that, but there is definitely a difference between expressing an opinion and being hateful towards a particular group or an individual. So I do think they have a responsibility to block that, because if you're a particular, like, part of a minority group and you're just casually scrolling on Twitter and you see something that's particularly harmful or offensive to you, like, that's not what you want to see. That's not what you want to do as part of your day. So I do think they have a responsibility to block that. But obviously it's kind of deciding what is hate speech, what's just an expression, and how far do we go?
I think they could definitely do a lot more. You see when people put up copyrighted materials that it's basically taken down instantly, but when people put up hate speech, it takes a long time for the like company to decide that it's hate speech and then take it down. When some of these things are like very clear cut, it's very clearly hate speech, and the companies need to do a lot more in terms of taking it down quickly. And like, the harms caused by taking it down seem to me to be much less than the harms caused by leaving up hate speech that could harm people and create like a hostile environment to certain groups. So it's much fair to leave hate speech up or leave something that like you're in doubt of up, just take it down, and then, you know, if it turns out that you made a mistake, you can put it back up again.
Now that these statistics have been published, is it kind of down to the responsibility of the user to kind of interact with more neutral, more left-wing ideas, if that's what they believe in order to sort of sway the algorithm to be a more balanced view? Or do you think it's down to Twitter to kind of change the way that it is?
I think it's definitely down to Twitter to at least investigate it further to see what the cause is. And if the cause is there's a problem with the algorithm and it's not dependent on user interactions, then it's 100% just their responsibility to change it. Like, there's not anything that anyone's done about it. It's just them. But even if it is due to user interactions, it's still Twitter's responsibility, because studies have shown that like more negative tweets always get more amplification than more positive tweets. And we need to try and address that, both in terms of not promoting hateful views and in terms of creating a better space in terms of mental health and well-being for people on Twitter. So Twitter really has a responsibility to make sure that like positive views are amplified just as much as negative views in general across the platform.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that they often have more control than they admit. I think often the idea that it's, you know, freedom of speech is often sort of cited as the reason why they have to keep making money in the way that they do. I don't think that's entirely true. They're private companies, so I think they can kind of choose to allow what they want onto the site. So if they want to control more kind of hateful speech, they definitely, I think, have the right to do that, particularly within the realms of being, you know, a private company. And I think they do have a responsibility. I think, you know, you made a really good point, Serena, about the fact that negative comments often garner more attention than positive ones. So if there's a way to change the algorithm so that's not the case, I think that would be really worthwhile. And I think particularly also one other area is misinformation. So now we're beginning to see websites putting, like, suggesting, you know, more credible sources and things. So if somebody mentions something, you sometimes get like a suggestion of a source in relation to that, to make sure that people have like kind of the option to fact check their thing that they are reading, which I think is good.
Yeah, that is definitely a good point.
This is University Radio.